sit up front, but I can't get it anymore. I remember we had like, I think, four people in the service. I tried this.
It wouldn't do it. Yeah, that's a chair. That's a chair.
Well, so is his wife.
Yeah, she is paid.
Amber Rouse is doing the special music. Oh, so when you're ready, get her attention.
Like spit a loopy at her?
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. I'm not sure what the people on this side of the church are doing.
Oops.
We have two different churches.
I know. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, I'm just so brilliant.
Yeah, you are.
Good morning and welcome to First Christian Church. Please silence your cell phones as we prepare for worship by listening to the lovely prelude prepared for us by Donna McIntyre.
Thank you.
you, Donna. That was beautiful. Please sign the friendship pad located at the end of your pew and pass it back to the center aisle. We are pleased to welcome Reverend Bob McNamara to the pulpit today for our sermon. VBS begins today during the church service and continues next Sunday. And then on July 27th from 10 to 2, the kids get to go up to Bear Trap Meadow and have an afternoon of VBS fun. It's always a great time up there. And mark down in your calendar July 28th, not August, like your thing says. July 28th is worship on the mountain at 11 a.m. It's really fun. It's a service out in Bear Trap. Afterwards, there is a potluck. Bring a side or a dessert to share. The main silverware or main plates, water, and everything's provided. It's super, super fun. It will be at the first shelter at Bear Trap Meadow on July 28th. Helpers are needed to help with the mission meal at the rescue mission. If you are interested, please contact Debbie Mestis or Keith Rouse if you would like to help. And lastly, scholarship applications are due by August 10th to Becky Foster. Mike has an announcement. Erica's got my back. Well, you didn't tell me what it was.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, at the executive board meeting on Monday, we discussed the pumpkin patch. Since I'm the lucky guy that's been doing that for a couple years, I said I would make an announcement. We were looking for somebody to manage the patch. And if we did not find one by the end of this month, there would be no pumpkin patch this year. So I was here, going to be up here to say, hey, we need some help out here. And on Thursday, two ladies called me and said that they would be glad to be the managers of the patch for this year. Yay. And so you guys get off the hook. So I'm pleased to announce that Annette Crane from the preschool and one of the teachers are going to manage the patch. Yay. Not for the preschool, but they're going to manage the patch and work it out among themselves. So we do now have managers. Therefore, the pumpkin patch will go on for 2018. The other announcement is you'll see that I'm dressed sort of funny, shorts on, and a dive shirt because I'm not here to push Vacation Bible School, but I heard we were going diving, so I thought maybe I could get to do that. And a third announcement is, up here it said there would be Boy Scouts on Monday. The Boy Scouts last week spent all week at summer camp up in South Dakota. And they have been this close to each other for a whole week. And they do not want to see each other on Monday. So, and neither do the leaders. So we're taking the week off.
Yay.
All right, thank you.
Are there any additional announcements anybody has? Okay, I do want to say that yesterday Ed Struby celebrated his 86th birthday at Meadow End and had a bunch of people there to celebrate him. And Levi Ostrander celebrated his 6th birthday yesterday. So we have some birthday people not in the house, but as our members. Okay, perfect. Please stand and greet those around you and then join us in singing our opening hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, number 517 in your hymnal. Please join me in the call to worship listed in the bulletin and on the overhead screen. Come, Lord of life and love.
Teach us your ways of loving one another.
Come, Lord of compassion and mercy. Come, Lord, the giver of all good things. Please join me in prayer. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day and that you are with us in each and every moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, we come to you and we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. May everything within us cry, "Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And so today, we join with all those who worship and confess you as Lord, from generations past and present, and with all the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and beauty. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we love you. Lord, you are so precious to us. It's in your blessed name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Please be seated. Join us in singing Sweet Hour of Prayer, page 570 in your hymnal, verse 1. Please join us for a children's time with Joan. Oh, can all the children come forward? There we go.
First things first.
Yeah, we need kids before we have children's time.
Okay. I'm
the children of all ages. Oh, yeah, I said I'd come on.
Come on. Ooh, out. Was that loud enough? Did that get your attention? Come on. Come on. Be brave. Let's see who else I can pick on. Come on. Be brave. Come on. Come on. Gonna pass it. Come on. Children of all ages, welcome. We don't discriminate up here. Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'm not a kid.
Yes, you are. You are a child at heart, and you are a child of God. Come on. Oh, what have I got here? Oh, I'm not going to be sitting. Is that all? They're not brave. There's nothing here that bites. Believe me. Well, oh, come on. See, I see you standing. Come on. Well. Oh, are you okay? Brave. Oh, hi. What have we got here? Anybody know? What? A sea star. What else have we got up here? Anybody have an idea? Yes, Alex. Sponges. What else? Coral. Yes. And what? Plants.
A clam.
A clam. Don't tell. They can't know about the clam. The clam is secret. Okay. She already gave away my secret. A fish. And Sebastian, excuse me for turning my back on you.
A narwhal.
Yes, a narwhal. For those of you who may not know, we are going to be diving into God's love for the next several weeks. Today we are diving into the Bible, into Scripture. So this is kind of to whet your appetites, to come to the mountain and see what's going on. In fact, I really had plans to put up a big stage with all the coral reef on it, but a fall, not a waterfall, got in the way of my plans. So here we are with part of the coral reefs that we can dive into God's love. Now, who saw the clam? You saw the clam? Come over here. This is Clara Clamboyant. And Clara can see things that other people can't see. Should we knock on her and see if she's there? Knock. Say, Clara.
Clara.
Are you there? Clara, I understand. You know what it's like on the coral reef. Can you tell us what it's like? It's wet. It's wet. Do you believe that? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Can you ask Clara something else? Can you ask her something? Mm-hmm. What? You don't know? Ask her what?
What color is she?
I think she's multicolored. You ask her. She's not talking. She doesn't want to give away her secrets. Ah, all right. Well, we're going to go downstairs, and we've got some fun things to do. But first of all, we're going to learn a song. Everybody stand up. I should ask you to stand up too, but I guess you won't. But you're going to learn the song anyway. It's the song that I tried to teach last time I was here, and I forgot it. I'll be embarrassing. So I hope I remember it this time. Repeat after me. I'll just say the words, then we'll try and sing it. I walk.
I walk.
By faith.
By faith.
Each step.
Each step.
By faith.
By faith.
To live.
To live.
By faith.
By faith.
I put my trust in you.
I put my trust in you.
Who's you? Do you remember how we say God in sign language? We did it last year. God, you go up and come down. God, I put my trust in you. Very good. Now we're going to try and sing it. I will try and sing it. You will try and sing it too. I walk. By faith.
By faith.
Each step.
By faith.
To live. By faith.
By faith.
I put my trust in you.
I put my trust in you.
All right, we're going to sing that as we walk out, okay? Think you got it? Huh? Okay, let's go. I walk by faith. Each step.
Each step.
By faith. I live by faith. I put my trust in you. Now you're going to sing this song on the mountain, so let's try it again. I walk by faith.
By faith.
Each step.
Each step.
By faith.
By faith.
I live.
By faith.
I put my trust in you. Very good. All right. Let's go. Follow Miss Jennifer. There you are. All right.
For the card shower this week, consider writing a note to someone in the church who you are thankful for. The cards for the card shower are located in the pew in front of you. Please fill out one if you would like and place it in the offering tray during communion. We have a couple of prayers for church members. Alan McKenzie is in the hospital to stabilize some medication. He should be out today. He is out. Okay, he is out. Marie Henthorne is in the hospital with a MERS infection. She will probably be there for a while. And then we have a joy to share for Bill and Jan Stolt. Their daughter Lou and six grandchildren had just returned from Sydney, Australia. Bill and the grandkids performed with the Guam Territorial Band in an international music festival. The band received the top award, gold medal, for performance. Okay. And pray for those living with cancer or those members of the congregation that are having problems with their health. The missionary we are praying for is Fritz Gerald Joseph in Monaco. The congregation we are praying for today is Village Christian Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There is a sheet on the back table if you would like to sign it. Does anybody else have any prayer concerns? Anybody else?
My sister and her husband are going to be adopting or just fostering his grandkids because of the home domestic situation. So I pray for her.
Monica is still at Shepherd for that.
Health issues? Or? Okay. Anyone else? Okay. There may be other concerns we have not named aloud. I invite you to lift those in your hearts as we share a moment of silence. Lord, we lift up these names to you this morning of people who need comfort, strength, and courage to help them along. We are praying for healing for those who are sick and or suffering, as well as strength and courage for those suffering natural disasters around the state and the country. We pray for Alan McKenzie as he has left the hospital. We pray for Marie Henthorne as she is still in the hospital, getting over her infection. We pray for the gentleman in Montana hit by a car, and hopefully he heals quickly and can get out of the hospital by Monday. We pray for Amber's sister, who is fostering or adopting the grandkids. It's never a good situation when kids are in bad places. We just hope that their lives can be enriched by her sister. We pray for Monica, who is still at Shepherd of the Valley. And we pray for Jordan, who is having health issues. Lord, please be with these people and give them the comfort that they need to keep going. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. It's summer. Summer is a time for potlucks and hanging out with friends. There is nothing better than being able to connect with friends over a good meal. Thankfully, we get that same opportunity every Sunday to connect with those of us in our congregation through communion. We also get the chance to connect with Jesus. I imagine that Sunday mornings make him so happy, being able to experience communion with his followers every Sunday. If you have never been here before, please know that everyone is welcome to take communion. During the summer, we serve communion by intinction. Please come forward through the center aisle, starting at the front and going back, partake in communion, and return to your seat by the outside aisle. If you prefer to remain seated, you will be offered communion in your pew. Please prepare your tithes and offerings, or please leave your tithes and offerings in the offering trays up front as you're heading forward. Please join us in singing Alleluia, Hear God's Story, number 330 in your hymnal. As you may recall, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread and, having given thanks, said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray.
Most gracious God, on this beautiful Lord's Day morning, We come to give thanks that you are the very source of love in our lives. John reminds us that you loved the world so very much that you sent your only son Jesus into our world to love us, to teach us to care for others, and for all creation as well, and ultimately to die for us. As we gather now before this table, we are reminded of the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf, that we might find new life and hope and be reconciled to you. Now, as we prepare to participate in this moment of Holy Communion, we pray that our hearts and our lives may be open to your very presence. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to dedicate ourselves to being the witnesses of Jesus Christ in our world. We recommit our lives and our resources to discovering the presence of Jesus all around us and to work with his resurrected spirit to bring healing and new life to those in need. Amen.
This morning, our first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. You'll find that on page 185, if you care to read along with me. We're reading from for the 30th verse, and it's from verse 9 through 15. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soul. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors, when you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and his decrees that are written in this book of the law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. Thus ends the reading of Deuteronomy this morning.
The next scripture reading is Psalm 25, 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you to put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees.
That in your Bible on page 71. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you've given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he moved with pity, and he went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured out oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn, took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell to the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. The gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we pray. Gracious one, we're grateful that we are able to come together as the people of God. We pray that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word this day, to take it to heart, and in some way to use it, to pass it on to others, particularly those in need. We pray this in your beloved name. Amen. Well, one day a pastor came into a local coffee shop for a cup of coffee. He sat down and he deliberately wasn't paying attention to the man who was in the opposite corner. This man was clearly worse for wear. Appeared to be crying silently. As a pastor headed to the counter to get a cup of coffee, walked in a congregational church member. And they too shared a lively greeting and conversation. Oh, yes. And during the conversation, they discussed some very important church matters. They made no acknowledgement of the man who was in the corner, who had put his head in his arms and was making a feeble sound. In fact, as they were leaving, they commented to one another, what was with that guy? Just then, the next customer was coming in. And the customer was a young woman. And she was rather short. And guess what? She had spiky hair. And she had dyed, her hair was dyed in various colors. She wore heavy black eye makeup, had black lipstick, and she had an array of tattoos on her body. And I guess beyond that, she had piercings in her eyebrow, in her lip, and in several of her ears. Well, the pastor and the church member thought to themselves, what's with these kids these days? What's with these kids? As they left the parking lot to go to their next important destination. The woman, the young woman, came in, and immediately, when she came into that coffee shop, she noticed that the man in the corner was in some sort of distress. She paid close attention and noticed that something had happened to him. Oh, he had a black eye. And what seemed to have blood matted in his hair. She was moved with compassion and noticed that no one else was around. The employees were obviously busy doing other things. So she sat down across from the man and she stated the obvious. It looks like, my friend, that you're having a hard time. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? The man looked up. He had bloodshot in his eyes and saw a face. Saw a face looking at him with caring and concern. And nothing else. She was the only person who spoke to him all morning. The young woman got up to get some paper towels from the bathroom and a cup of water from the young man behind the counter. Of course, she brought along the coffee. She cleaned his wounds. As he drank that coffee, he told her his story. The young woman realized quickly that this man had been mugged, and she proceeded to assist him in calling the police on the matter that had happened to him. In addition, you know what she did? She went to the counter and she bought this man a gift certificate for the coffee shop so that he could order something he wanted in the next couple of visits. Wow. She gave him some bus tokens that she had in her pocket so that he was able to get to his job. She asked if she could call him back to make sure that he was on the mend, and the young man agreed. Later the next day, she phoned and he expressed his gratitude, and he wanted to pay her back. The young lady refused and would not let him know where to find her. The young woman told him that she was a neighbor. She was a neighbor, you know, and that's what neighbors do. He told her, well, you know, I've never seen you around the neighborhood. And thought that her understanding of neighborhood was broader than his. She smiled and she told him, yeah, you're right. wished him well, and she hung up the phone. The distressed man was amazed and grateful, rightfully so. As Jesus makes clear in his teachings, loving God with all your might, with all your soul, and loving your neighbor as yourself characterizes what it means to live in God's realm. However, that kind of love often comes at a steep price. Being faulted for defending someone who is defenseless. Being criticized for assisting an illegal alien. Or losing money to help someone get back on their feet. Or going out of your way to call someone at the hospital who is recovering from surgery who you don't know. But you're going to call just the same because you sit in the pew with that person. It's important. It's important to reach out to those who are in need. And maybe, in addition, maybe for those who are working, notices that a coworker was not treated fairly, and you stood up for that coworker. Or have you noticed that you went shopping and you noticed that there was a person who was being ill-treated and you spoke up on behalf of that person? The list goes on and on, my dear friends, on and on. However, for all our religious virtues and attitudes, you know, we cannot do it all the time. And yet, even when we're not looking for opportunities, they often find us, don't they? People in need. People are hurting, who are suffering. You know, we're often helpless to be good Samaritans on our own strength. We need to acknowledge, maybe this is even more important, we need to acknowledge our own hurts, our own difficulties, our own situations and wounds, and acknowledge that Jesus is and will always be our strength. That Jesus will always be our good Samaritan. So we might ask ourselves, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Maybe we ought to reframe the question. Who has been a good neighbor to us? Who has been a good neighbor to us? A good neighbor to me. When have we received care and relief from another person? When have you received care and compassion from someone else? Maybe someone you didn't know all that well. Maybe it was that compassionate human being that reflected the face of Jesus. Or have we ever felt God's mercy and love and compassion in our own heart? And in some way it moved us. It moved us to share that love and compassion for others. God's mercy and love given to us, meeting our own hurts and our own situations, standing with us in the midst of what we have to face, empowers us to be able to reach out to be a good neighbor to someone else. Yes. So what does it mean to be a good neighbor? And recognizing our own need and our own hurts, we remember what Jesus said. Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Amen.
Please join us in our closing hymn. It's Jesu, Jesu, hymnal number 600.
Dear brothers and sisters, recall the goodness and the graciousness and the love that God has extended to each and every one of you. Remember that the Spirit of Christ lives within you. Take that truth and share it with others as you move from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi, how are you?